And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be held next August and will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. And welcome in again to the heart and soul of rock and roll. Rock and Ray here, along with all the guys and gals from the Birmingham Record Collectors. And we're happy to have you join us. We're going to have another great show for you this time. Instrumentals. These are some of those songs that may be slow dance songs, sometimes not so slow, but definitely interesting music. We're going to present some of those instrumental hits that will, I'm sure, bring back some memories for you. And Dave, what's our first one going to be?
First one coming up here is Minnesota Fats by Johnny and the Hurricanes. They were an instrumental group that covered a lot of tunes, but they upbeat it to the rock and roll rhythm that we was getting used to at the time with the instrumentals. They began as the Orbits in Toledo, Ohio. The guys were a band from high school friends who played on a few recordings behind some local rockabilly singers. Johnny and Hurricane signed with the Twirl Records in 1959, and many of their recordings were covered, like I said, versions of the old tunes and recognized as easier to accept with a rock and roll beat. They recorded Crossfire in a vacant theater to provide the echo that you hear in it, and the song reached number 23 U.S. charts. The next song they recorded was Red River Valley, which reached number 5 on the charts and sold over a million copies. But tonight we're going to hear this song by Johnny and the Hurricanes, Minnesota Fats. It might remind you of the pool hall days in movies. Thank you.
listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll and the Birmingham Record Collectors.
Johnny Jenkins was born in 1939 in Macon, Georgia. At age 9, he made his first guitar out of a cigar box and rubber bands. He was the leader of a group called the Pine Toppers, who employed a young Otis Redding as singer. Since Jenkins didn't have a driver's license of his own, Otis Redding served as his personal driver. In 1962, Jenkins recorded the instrumental Love Twist on the Atlantic label. Ray, play Love Twist for us.
Link Wray was one of the greatest American rock and roll guitarists of all time. He was a songwriter and a vocalist. He was born May 2, 1929. Building on the overdriven, distorted electric guitar sound of the early electric blues records, his 1958 monster hit, Rumble, invented the power chord of modern rock guitarists, making possible punk and heavy rock to come later. Rolling Stone magazine places Ray at number 45 on the 100 greatest rock guitarists of all time. In my book, there isn't a better guitarist out there. Ray, play us the instrumental Rumble by Link Wray on the Apex label.
We'll be right back. Tones were an instrumental group from Plainview, Texas, who were produced by Norman Petty of Buddy Holly fame. Their biggest hit was Wheels. Released in 1960, it peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. But today we're going to listen to the instrumental by the String-Alongs. This one is titled Matilda.
Ray, the next song we're going to hear is Scratchy by Travis Womack. Travis began his professional music career when he wrote and recorded his first record at age 11. Travis's first record was issued when he was 12 years old, and at age 17, he hit the American charts with Scratchy, a great instrumental which peaked at number 80 in 1964 on the ARC label. He was a session guitarist at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and studios in Memphis, Tennessee also. He was Little Richard's band leader from 1984 until 1995 and traveled with him worldwide. Travis was inducted into the Birmingham Record Collectors Hall of Fame in 2011. Travis is one of Gibson Guitar's top 10 best guitarists in the world. And here we go with his instrumental, Scratchy.
They did the game out you.
Travis Womack is still performing at concerts and festivals and plays every Thursday night in Russellville, Alabama at Wayne's Catfish Haven with his Snake Man Band.
You've got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Bubbling over with!
Sweet Georgia Brown is a jazz standard and pop tune written in 1925 by bandleader Ben Burney, resulting in a 5-week run at number one. The Brother Bones recording is widely known as the theme song of the Harlem Globetrotters basketball team. Right today, we'll hear the Carroll Brothers instrumental version of Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
This instrumental was written by Henry Mancini in 1961 and is from the movie Hatari, starring John Wayne. This is Baby Elephant Walk. What we're going to hear is the version by the Miniature Men that was released on the Dalton label in 1962. It reached number 87 on the charts. Baby Elephant Walk, Miniature Men.
Dwayne Eddy. Dwayne was born April 26, 1938 in Corning, New York, and is a Grammy Award-winning guitarist. In the late 50s and early 60s, he had a string of hits, 12 million records in 1963. Eddy devised the technique of playing lead on his bass strings of the guitar, producing a low, reverberant, twangy sound. While recording at Phoenix, Arizona, he asked for the echo chamber for the song. Eddie was told they did not have an echo chamber, so he went out and bought a 2,000-gallon water storage tank, which he used as an echo chamber. Dwayne Eddy was inducted into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Right, today we will hear Dwayne Eddy's instrumental of The Lonely One, which reached number 23 on the Billboard's 100.
Thank you.
theme is a song that was recorded in 1960 by the pop rock and roll instrumental duo of Wayne Cogswell and Ray Peterson. It was released on the Y label. Let's listen to Night Theme.
Bidoux of El Paso, Texas, used the name Billy Joe Hunter and fronted the fictitious recording group Billy Joe and the Checkmates. Bidoux, or Lou Bidoux as he was known then, started in show business as a comedian. In the early 60s, he teamed up with noted arranger, composer Ernie Freeman, and they wrote a catchy xylophone-led instrumental that they named Percolator, as it reminded them of coffee percolating in the pot. As it was in early 1962, the twist was famous, so they added the word twist to the title, and the record flew into the top 10 on the charts. Maxwell House Coffee Company used this perky tune for a U.S. television commercial. Here's Percolator Twist on the Door label by Billy Joe and the Checkmates. Thank you.
Ray, the next instrumental we're going to hear is Out of Limits by the Marquettes, formed in Hollywood, California. They're best known for their 1963 million seller, Out of Limits. Out of Limits, which was originally titled Outer Limits, named after the television program of the same name. Rod Sterling sued the Marquettes for quoting from his television show, The Twilight Zone, without his approval. This resulted in the change of the title to Out of Limits. Let's listen to Out of Limits by the Marquettes.
Music fans, Rock and Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly, right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it. The Hollywood Persuaders, like a lot of instrumental groups, was actually only one guy. That was Paul Buff. He had engineering skills, though, that led him to build the PAL Studios in Cucamonga, California. Eventually, that studio became Frank Zappa's Studio Z in 1964. But back when they were popular as the Hollywood Persuaders in 1965, they came out with this one. It's Drums A Go-Go, the Hollywood Persuaders. We'll be right back.
Bill Black had some early success backing up a certain Memphis, Tennessee truck driver named Elvis Presley. He modeled his slap bass technique after one of his idols, Fred Maddox of the Maddox Brothers and Rose. Here's a number 9 1960 hit from the Bill Black combo, White Silver Sands.
Mitchell was born in 1928 in Mississippi, moved to Memphis when he was in high school, and it's something about moving to Memphis when you're a young kid that turns you into music, I guess, and that's what he did too. But he became known as an American soul, R&B, rock and roll, pop and funk record producer, arranger, and he also ran Royal Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. You might remember him best for his recordings on the High record label. Two of the big songs he had in this area would have been the song 2075 and Hold It. Tonight we're going to hear Soul Serenade by Willie Mitchell. It reached number 10 on the U.S. charts.
Thank you.
Harlem Nocturne by the Viscounts. This was an American pop group from New Jersey that formed in 1958. They had a one-hit single with Harlem Nocturne, Eddie Hagen's instrumental classic, which peaked at number 52 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, 1959. It was re-released in 66, and it went to number 39 that second time around. So let's take a listen to the Viscounts with Harlem Nocturne.
A group of African-American musicians were the house band for the Rendezvous Record Group. The group enjoyed playing rock and roll arrangements of classical melodies. One of the members suggested they call themselves Bee Bumble and the Stingers. They recorded songs on two tracks with a grand piano for rhythm and upright for the honky-tonk sound. Add drums, bass, and a guitar, and you have their biggest hit, a rocking rendition of The Flight of the Bumblebee, The Bumble Boogie.
Thank you.
Our next instrumental is Seagram's, a.k.a. Seagreen. It was a song that was sung by the Viceroys in 1962 and released on the Bethlehem label. So everybody, let's go green with Seagreen.
Wailers, often credited as the Fabulous Wailers, were a rock band from Tacoma, Washington. They became popular around the United States Pacific Northwest around the late 1950s and into the early 60s, performing saxophone-driven R&B and Chuck Berry-type rock and roll. Their biggest hit was Tall Cool One, first released in 59. They've been credited as being one of the first, if not the very first, American garage band. Well, be that as it may, it's a good song. Let's listen to the Wailers and Tall Cool One.
Thank you.
Ernie Fields was born in Nacogdoches, Texas, and raised in Taft, Oklahoma. He attended Tuskegee Institute right here in Alabama. In 1959, his band had an international hit with an R&B version of Glenn Miller's In the Mood, credited to the Ernie Fields Orchestra, which reached number 4 on the Billboard chart. The track also peaked at number 13 in the UK singles chart. It sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. The band, with minor changes of personnel, went on to record instrumentals under many different names, including B. Bumble and the Stingers, the Marquettes, and the Routers. Here's In the Mood, the Ernie Fields Orchestra.
Les Cooper, best known for his 1962 recording of Wiggle Wobble. He had been singing in some New York doo-wop groups, including the groups Empires and the Whirlers, and he had been managing a group called The Charts. He got together after signing with Everlast Records, and they did recordings of Dig Yourself back with the B-side Wiggle Wobble. On the record, you'll see it saying Les Cooper and the Soul Rockers. On this song, the saxophone player is Joe Greer. He is also a member of the group, The Charts, that Les was managing. This is his only hit he ever had. It reached at number 12 on the Billboard charts. And this is the B-side, Wiggle Wobble. Thank you.
wrap up our instrumentals with the graduation song. Pomp and Circumstance, of course, has been used for graduation performances and graduation exercises down through the years. This particular version is the 1961 Adrian Kimberly version, which came out on Calliope label. Here is the graduation song, Pomp and Circumstance. And soul of rock and roll, we hope you've enjoyed this instrumental visit down memory lane as we've pulled some of those great old instrumentals back out and played them. Bring back a lot of memories, I'll tell you that. Well, moving ahead, we're going to be looking next week at boys' names in song titles, and not your normal boys. We've got a few little bit different guys that we're going to present for you. And then the following week, it's going to be back to the beach, because that's where a lot of people are going to be heading in early June. Our second installment of beach music that we began back during spring break. Then it's going to be train songs, as we cover some of those songs that, well, they're not necessarily country and western, but you'll get the idea. Then it's going to be an opportunity for some of our folks to hear another version of a song. It's cover songs, not the original artist, but a song certainly worthy of being included on our playlist. Then it's request night. We'll have the BRC club members from all over picking their favorite songs, and that's what we'll be playing as we get into the last week in June. And then we're going to be saluting Birmingham's own Sammy Salvo. A special salute to Sammy and a lot of the great music that he produced, and I think you're going to really enjoy that, especially those of you who do not know Sammy Salvo. Should be a great show. Following that, lots of things coming as we move through July and August. We'll have girls' names in song titles. We're going to do answer songs, some girl groups. And then as we approach our big record show, which will be the third weekend in August, we're going to have, every year, we do have a Hall of Fame. And so we're going to feature some of the music by some of the members of the Birmingham Record Collectors Hall of Fame. And there's some great folks in that group. So that's going to be a great show. Lots of other things coming on down the road. I know you don't want to miss blue-eyed soul, rockabilly, dance songs, you name it, we got it. It's all coming up, but right now, it's time for Bobby. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era
of uniquely American music. If there's a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at Ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.